It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, the Republican American Report. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American and joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Ruth.
Glad it's only your computer levels, not your personal levels that have been fooled with.
My personal, you'd be surprised. My personal levels are great. I just have to say this. You know, there's a lot of bad things about social media, but there's a lot of funny things about social media. And after the Housatonic graduation, I started seeing these posts talking about a 45 minutes each. And I mean, there were tons of them. And I'm amazed. I mean, I think that they're probably wishing they had had Rip Torn this week.
We've had a few interesting episodes at graduation. Yes, we have.
Vance Cannon filmed it, and it will be on CATV6 within the next week or so.
Yes, Vance did get a little long.
But congratulations to all the graduates at Housatonic,
and
Oliver Wolcott, everybody who in our listening area over in New York State as well, all the graduates.
Great group of kids. Small class, but lots of really good kids and going on to good schools. And it really is always a magical evening sitting on the Oval. Always a we've been lucky the last few years, beautiful evening looking at the gorgeous building and the sky. And the train did not go through this year, though. That was the one thing we missed. Usually it toots its horn during the speeches.
What happened in my graduation back at 71, but also Glenn Chappell with his old car that had flames written on the side and had no muffler, went by right in the middle of the
speeches. Oh, yeah, we had a couple of those. We had a few of those going through. Yeah, you'll hear them when you listen. So we're done with school. However, there is summer school going on. It started today for kids, I assume, with NYPs and those who have other failings. According to Jose Martinez, the school will go for 9 days, all this week and 4 days next week because of the holiday. Kids can come for as long as they have to complete their courses. You don't have to sign up for the whole, or you don't have to come for the whole 9 days. If you're done by Wednesday, you're done. So I'm trying to get numbers. I don't know how many kids at this point are attending.
So just briefly, so basically, if you have an NYP, you finish the project, is that the deal?
And then
It's not, so however good or not, however good the project is what it is. Is that?
Well, if you, it has to meet standards, I assume.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And there are four, according to Jose, the four core classes will be had, science, math, English, and social studies. Those are the ones that can be made up.
Okay.
So, and we'll see what happens next year when all this starts all over again.
Well, they've sent out things to parents already for next year. Uh-huh. What they're going to do, but there's so many unanswered questions. It really is pretty amazing.
So there is some structure for what there is, some framework for what
there's going to be more structure, but it's just a question of whether it's going to be enough structure. I think that's always going to be the case now until.
And when is that meant to be discussed, or is it just going to happen?
It's going to happen. No, it's going to happen.
So basically, this is all about reacting to it. Essentially.
Well, is it continuing the same way?
They're making a few little minor adjustments. But,
I see.
Maybe I'll pass it along to you. I got a copy of it. I'll send it along to
you. Yeah, I'd be interested to hear and see. As we said, that was graduation. All the elementary schools are out now, and we're on to summer fun. Although some of the stuff is a little serious, we have a meeting on Wednesday in Salisbury, an important meeting to vote on leasing the Holly Block for affordable housing, the town-owned land. And this talk has been going on for several years now about increasing the affordable housing stock. And the town has had a few forums, and they've decided the Holly Block would be the best place to put some affordable housing. So the town's people will be asked to okay that lease.
And I'm surprised. I have heard a lot of positive comments about it because they're going to put parking underneath it and things like that. And it's right in the center of town, and it's good. But I'm beginning to hear that there are people that are worried about losing those parking slots. And I would say that when you're putting in affordable housing, to put it in the center of a town where people could walk to stores, can walk to restaurants, and have parking under it, we can find those 10 or 11 other parking places elsewhere. I think it's really important that Salisbury get on the bandwagon and do affordable housing in a proper place. And that building, that never was a parking place years ago. Of course, you know, Ruth, it was a huge building that was there.
Right, right. Yeah,
and this is just one of those things where context and history is, and history uber alles.
It's important for people to get out and vote on is what it is.
Yeah, and it's, Holly Block is up in Lakeville, up sort of across from the Holly House.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Yeah.
Directly across from Holly House.
Yeah.
Do people who haven't been here forever know where the Holly House is?
Yeah.
It's past the boathouse.
take Dino's Pizza, okay, and then you're about go to the block before where it cuts off to go down to the Lakeville Lake. That's where the Holly House is, and that's where the little parking lot is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right as you're leaving Lakeville. If you've gone to Dino's Pizza, just look back four buildings, and you'll see where it's going to go.
Good.
Yeah.
We hope people get out there and vote.
I do, too. Okay. And also, on Thursday night, we have the second in that Prevention of Violence series at the Bitterman Center in Canaan. The topic this week is domestic violence. Last time it was gun control or gun safety. And this is a real grassroots group that has just come together with the help of St. Martin of Tours Church in Canaan and Father Ian Hyatt to discuss important issues. And there'll be representatives from Women's Support Services there. Free pizza and soda at 6, and the presentation starts at 6:30, and there's time for questions and comments. Really good series, and hopefully people will come out, whether it pertains to you or someone you know. It's an important subject.
And we have an interview with Virginia Gold from Women's Support Services on our on-demand page under interviews if people want to listen to that.
Good, yeah, that's, as we say, an important one.
All right.
And then we have on the 29th, Friday, the Attic Classic Tag Sale at the Sharon Historical Society, which always is a fun evening, raises money for the Historical Society, and also gives you lots of good stuff to buy.
And Friday night's the benefit, and then it runs Saturday and Sunday, the tag sale as well.
Right. So. And this week, as was kind of a fun week, we had the summer slide at Sharon Center School. They're talking about not sliding into summer with reading, and it was kind of wild to see staff and kids fly down this slide. It was a really cute event, and hopefully kids will read over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a rally on Saturday against the separating kids from their families, that whole scene. And as you know, every week there is the peace vigil, and there are weeks when there are issues of concern, contemporary concern, and the crowd thickens, and they were out there this week, and I understand next week it's going to be even bigger because there's going to be national rallies all around the country.
Yep.
So it was a busy week, right. And it'll be still busier this coming week.
Well,
all
right. We will check with you next week, Ruth.
Okay, guys. Have a good one, and we love summer.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American here on Robin Hood Radio.